to spend a little while with you people here in Toronto and to share thoughts that I very much would like to give over to you. We have gathered here in memory of Deniv Teres, Oisha Chayorochu, Bas Rab Yaakov Olea Sholem Raibach, who I may not have known personally, but I know very well her children, her daughter, Mrs. Spiegel, and the child herself speaks very well for her mother, a woman who, in a certain sense, sacrificed and everything for the sake of living up a life of Torah, supporting her husband. Our sincerity to Yiddishkeit, all is very well seen in the child. And as you know, in Yiddish they say, "Eppale fällt nicht weiter weg vom Bäum." Apple does not fall too far away from the tree. And so there is no greater schus for a neshama than a public shiur, a shiur lorabim for the sake of being mekadishim shamayim. And so may today's shir be a schus for her, and may our neshama be elevated today, the first yotzeit, from one place in Gan Eden to another place in Gan Eden. And may she pull the right strings with the Almighty and pray hard for all of Klal Yisrael, so that we should merit Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach very soon the coming of Mashiach b'meirah v'yameinu. The topic was getting your house in order, tshuva and shalom bayis. What a combination. I wonder who put it together. But I'm going to try to elaborate on this and try to show you a relationship. We are in the matzav of today, as you heard the Rav say, as a nation, as a people, with so much agmas nefesh, so much pain and suffering for what is going on in Eretz Yisrael. The world also, as Jews, we had terrible tragedy in New York. Something unusual tragedy to have such a combined families, all within the same period of time. And I must say, next week is Elul. And Elul is that month which we begin to make a kind of cheshbon ha-nefesh. We're going to begin to hear the shofar blowing. And as the Rambam puts it, Uru yesheni meshinaschem, may those who are sleeping wake up. Kutzu metar demaschem, wake up from your slumber. Ineya imadin, behold, very soon we will be standing before the Almighty to be judged. It's not a kind of judgment whether we are going to make a dollar or lose a dollar. Berosh Hashana yekoseivun, uvetzayim yom kippur yechaseimun. Kama yavrun, aminishul pesan. Vekama yibareyun, how many shall be born? Mi yichye, and God forbid, who will not? And if it's God forbid destined for a person to go, mi bamayim, mi boeish, mi bachaniko, it's really our lives are on the line. But we are going to stand before an Almighty, before the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're going to stand before the Rabbeinu Shalom, whose entire concern is for his kinder, like Klal Yisrael. It's Avinu Shebashamayim. It's our Father in heaven. Ki lechofeitz b'moysa roshokim b'shuv el Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shlem does not, no father, no parent wants to punish a child. But rather, he should turn. The Rabbeinu Shlem, Kavi Yochel, suffers together with Klal Yisrael. B'tzorosom loitzor. When they suffer, he suffers. B'mistorim tivke nafshi. There is a place in heaven called Mistorim. And the Rabbeinu Shlem goes in there every single day and sheds a tear. Al Geva Yisrael, and that beautiful nation of Klal Yisrael, and his beautiful children who have been thrown into Golus, who are suffering so much. And so, our chances are very good. All it requires is a bit of effort in our part. Atem pisrli pesach kechudo shel machat. You just open for me just a little opening of effort. Show me some effort. Ve'ani eftach lachem and I shall open for you. Pesach kepisrli shel ulam. The gates of the Beis Hamikdash. The worst suffering Kaviyochel the Rabbeinu Shlem has is keeping us in Golus. He wants out of it, more so than we do, maybe. And so, what I'm going to do here tonight, Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, is to help all of us out to accomplish our objective. We hear so many speeches by good people, by great orators about various topics in Yiddishkeit, in trying to impress upon us how we should do tshuva, how we should have shalom bayis. But for some odd reason, doesn't seem to work so well. The tshuva factor is lacking so much. And the shalom bayis factor. Well, I must tell you as a rov, statistic-wise, there hasn't been any less divorces, Rachmona Litzlan, than before all the speeches came up. There must be something missing. And I'm going to try, Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, to impress upon you that ingredient. I want you to know on the outset, it's the easiest thing to be a good Jew. You know who said, Si shver zu sein Yid? Sholem Aleichem said it. He was a maskil. We, Erlach Yid, know. That drocheo darke noyam, darke Hashem are pleasant, v'chol nesivoseo sholem, and all its roads lead to peace. It's not at all hard to be a good Jew. Try it, and you like it. The Pasuk says, let me just tell one more thing before I get to the Pasuk. You know, the Kohen Gadol used to carry the Urim v'Tumim, the breastplate, and on it were the names of the Shiftei Kodesh Shvotim, made up the letters that were on the rubies and on the diamonds and the stones that were on the breastplate. And this breastplate answered all your questions, Be'ezer Hashem. The Kohen would say, Should we go to war? Should we not go to war? Should we buy this? Should we not buy this? This person came with a shaila. He would ask the Urim Tumim would light certain lights, and he deciphered it, and he gave the answer to the person. Everything you wanted was in this Urim Tumim. But, you know, the Urim Tumim needed one ingredient. Without it couldn't work. Today, in our modern society, we may call it a battery. But you know, the battery of the Urim Tumim was a piece of parchment. And upon this parchment was written the Shema Mefirosh, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And when they put this little parchment into the breastplate, it gave you everything you wanted. You took it out, it just wouldn't work. Hashem's presence makes everything work. This is important for us to know. And let me then begin. In Parshas Vayelech, let's use to the Ark Tzur Chumash. It says, it shall be, the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe." The Rebbe shall say to Moshe Rabbeinu, "In choshei chevim avaisecha, behold, you are going to die. Vekom ha'om hazeh, and this nation is going to get up. Vezono acharei Elohei Nechor, it's going to go after other gods, Elohei Nechor ha'oretz, asher ubo shomo bekirboi, which he has been sent into Golus. Ve'azovani, and they are going to leave me." Ve'ifares brisidel, violate my covenant, asher korati itoy, which I made with them. Ve'choro api b'oy b'yoymahu, and I'm going to get angry. Ve'azavtim, I'm going to leave them. Ve'istarti ponay mehem, and I will hide my face from them. Ve'oyo le'choil, and there will be food for the nations of the world. U'metzahu rois, rabbis, ve'tzoris, many evil and bad things will come up, come to them. Suddenly on that day they will say, "Aloi, it's because, you know why all these things are happening to me? Al ki ein elokai bekirbi metzouni oroi soele. It's because I don't have God within me that all these evil things are happening to me." It doesn't say al ki ein elokim bekirbi. It does not say that God in his more universal godless Elohim, but rather Alkiyein Elokai Bekirbi. We all are God believers. We all know Hashem exists. That's not the question. The problem we have is that we tend to forget that the Rebbein Yishalaylam is your God, your personal Rebbein Yishalaylam. Al ki ein elokai bekirbi metzuni kol ha'rois ha'ele. The Rabbein Yishalaylam is your personal God. When it came to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Rabbein Yishalaylam comes to Matan Torah and he appears to the entire universe for the first time. The whole universe is dependent on this Torah. And he gets up and he says, "Onoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim." He didn't appear in his universality by saying, "I'm the creator of the world." No, I am the God. "Onoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim." But wait, at least lechol hapoches, Rabbein Yishalom appear with more universality by saying, "Onoichi Hashem Elokim." Asher hotzei sicha. No. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Rabbein Yishalom took each and every one of us by his hands and pulled each and every one of us out of Mitzrayim. Asher hotzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Onoichi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Rabbein Yisraelim is our personal Rabbein Yisraelim. He watches each and every one of us. He's there for all of us. He's concerned for each and every one of us. And it is this that is a major problem. Not the fact that Hashem exists, and not the fact that we daven to Hashem, we do all those beautiful things, but we forget that the Rabbein Yisraelim is watching you and taking care of you and bothering himself with you. You Yankel, you Beryl, you Peryl, you Sorrel. And you'll see how beautiful this is. The Navi, not too long from today, we'll be able to hear the words of the Navi. Shuva Israel, return, Klal Israel, Shuva Israel, Ad Hashem Eloikecho, until God, your God. What do you mean, until God? You don't return until, you return towards. It should have been written, Shuva Israel, El Hashem Eloikecho. What's that, Ad, until? No, the Teretz is very simple. How does a person know he has done enough tshuva? How do you know that you did enough, you regret it, you're not going to do it anymore? How do you know you have done enough? So the Pasuk, the Navi tells you, Shuva Israel, do tshuva. Until what? Until when? Ad until. Hashem is Eloikecho. When you begin to realize that the Reivishter is your God, your personal Rabbein Yisraelim, then you have done enough tshuva. Then you have done enough tshuva. And this is therefore what the Pasuk means. All these terrible things are happening to us. And the Reibster is hiding. He's not going away from us. Astir, astir, the Reibster won't leave us. He can't leave us. He won't do that to us. We are his kinderlach. But he's a parent. And he has to take some measures to make sure that we are mentioned. And it pains him more. But suddenly we wake up and we realize ואומר ביום ההוא, אלוהי, על כי אין אלוקי בקרבי, מצאוני כל הרוע ישראלי. Imagine, if you would realize that the Rabbein Yisraelim is right on top of you, watching every step you do, looking after you, understanding your thoughts, we would never dare, חס וחלילה, fail. Nobody would dare fail. And this, by the way, is another pasuk. In the Teichecho, in Parshas Kisavai, terrible Teichecho, so harsh, so harsh. And then the pasuk says, why is all this coming? Why is all this coming? So the pasuk says, it says, Tachas, all this came about. Asher lo avadeto, es Hashem Eloikecho, besimcho betub levov meroif koil. There are two aspects there. It doesn't say, Tachas, asher you sinned. In Parshas Vayelech, it doesn't say, no Averos. Who is talking about Averos? Tachas, asher lo avadto, you served Hashem, but you did not serve Hashem Eloikecho besimcho ubetuv levov. With joy and pride. Miki amcho Israel. We are Am Hashem. We are his children. The Kuzari, when he was asked by the kings of the Khazars, give me proof for the existence of Hashem. And he said, look at us. Look at the Jewish people. We are the greatest proof for God's existence. How could it be a human race, a human being, who is me'at mikol ha'amim, who has been in every galus, who people have made holy wars, who people have inquisitioned and pogromed, whose people were torn into gas chambers and made into soap lanterns. The crusaders who made holy wars, today the Arabs. Yemach Shemon. Look, geographically we are never safe. We are surrounded by millions and millions and millions and maybe even billions of Arabs and people who are out to get us, who are looking to destroy us. And on the rest of the side is the ocean. And yet, Baruch Hashem, look, 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 he says to the Khazars, oh my Lord, Rome is in ruins, Greece is in ruins, the Egyptian Empire is in ruins. And Yankel is on his feet, ever growing, Baruch Hashem. How can that be? How can that be, says the Kuzri to the king of the Khazars, if not for the fact that Almighty God is watching them? The Rabbi Yishlam sticks up for Klal Yisrael. Every step and every move. He wouldn't let somebody speak bad about the Jews. Do you know, Eliyahu HaNavi comes to every bris. He comes to every bris. Do you know why? I'm just borrowing the term, not that I mean it the way it sounds, but he was punished. Eliyahu HaNavi came to Hashem and he said, he was living in a time where people were violating mitzvahs. He says, the Jews are not circumcising themselves. And the Rebbe says, Eliyahu, what are you saying about it? I swear, you're going to have to be at every bris to prove yourself that Jews circumcise themselves. He won't let go. We gave the Rebbe Yishlam a hard time through history. So, tachas asher lo avadeto es Hashem Elokecho besimcha ubetuv levov. I sit in classes and I tell my students, they have to smile. I cannot stand a student who is gloomy. The only excuse I give them sometimes is if they forgot to brush their teeth. Then I understand they don't want to show their teeth. Otherwise, no reason. The fact that you're a Jew, the fact that you're a Jew, there's no greater joy. And if you're like Ms. Nefesh, you know it's in good hands. You know it's in good hands. Komadi Ovid Rahmano Letav Ovid. And you have a Muno Sheleimo, that in the end everything will be fine. Why not smile? Why not be happy? And so, this is the first thing. This is the ingredient that's missing. I'll talk to you about doing mitzvahs. I'll talk to you about doing tshuva. I'll talk to you about everything. And you hear it. There's no problem. We hear it. But the amazing practicality, it just doesn't seem to work well. And the reason is because the Hashem Elokai Bekirbi is missing. Just think and realize the fact that the Rabbi Yishlam is worried about each and every one of you. Mamish, each and every one of you. Some people tell me, why would Hashem look after me? Why? Rabbi Feinstein, yes, Gedolim, yes, Tzadikim, yes. Me? What a terrible thing to say. The Rabbi Yishlam is concerned and worried for each and every one of us, irrelevant of how we come. A Jew is a Jew. That's it. And he's concerned and he's worried. And he wants us to worry for them, for all of Klal Yisrael. It's my Kinderlach. It's my children. He wants the children to worry for each other. There's something else here too. So what I've introduced to you, if I may just recapitulate just the thought a minute, is the importance of realizing the presence of Hashem. Okay? And the second thing is that Hashem is Elokecho. Not just there's an Almighty, but he's Elokecho. It's very important. Those are the two first things I shared with you. And I have to tell you, I don't know what they do here in Canada, but down in New York, or maybe up in New York, I don't know where you say, what do you say? Anyway, in New York, the little kids come from cheder, from yeshiva, and they say, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. Up, up, down, down, right, left, all around. I think it goes, that's where he can be found. That's it. Hashem is everywhere. That's it. Hashem is everywhere. He's right there. In your home, in your house. But there's one more point I want to share with you here. And that is, fine. The Rebishter is my God. Very good. But now you have to translate it into practicality. What does that mean? Okay, one thing is that knowing that he's my God and he's watching over me, I won't do the wrong thing. For sure not. But it's more than that. And let me just share with you this point. When Bilam, some of this tape recorder just finished. It is finished. Gotta give respect to the machines today. You better have a lot of tape here. I'm coming from New York. I gotta make myself worthwhile here. Anyway, when Bilam, a Balak called on him to curse Chas v'Cholila Klal Yisrael. So the first time he sent the messengers, and they came to Bilam, tells them, wait, you gotta wait, I gotta hear what Almighty God says to me. And so, Vayishlach Melochim, right, he sent messengers. And they came to Bilam and they spoke to him. And he told him to stay overnight. And the Rabbi Yishlam appears to Bilam in the middle of the night. Says, what are these people doing here? It says, Vayemer, miu anoshim o'eile ima, who are these people? Is Vayemer Bilam Elikim, Balak ben Zippor, Melech Moav, Balak sent me. And he told him, these people, Ayotzim Mitzrayim, he wants me to curse them. What should I do? So that they can win the war. The objective is curse them so that if they do war against the Jew, they lose. So the Pasuk says, Vayomer Elokim el Bilam, the Almighty says to Bilam, Lo sei lechim o'em, you cannot go with them. Lo sei lechim, you can't curse the people. Ki baruch hu, because he's blessed. Sure. So Bilam gets up in the morning, he says, I can't go, Almighty doesn't let me. So they sent them more, better ministers, greater ministers, more money. And he tells them, again, I can't say anything, come stay overnight. And they stay overnight. And Vayomer Elokim el Bilam, the Almighty comes over to Bilam and he says, Vayomer lo, im lekhol lecho bo'u anoshim, if these people came to call upon you, leich itom, go with them. That's it, he got permission. V'ach, however, es hadovor asher adaber elecho, oisos ase, you're only going to say what I'm going to tell you to say. You can go with them, but you're going to do what I'm going to tell you to do. Vayokom Bilam baboker, got up early in the morning, he got the okay,
put together his donkey. So it says, Vayokom Bilam Baboker, Vayachav Ashesaseinu, Vayelech Himsor Reb Moav. He went with the Serum of Moav. And the next post says, Vayicharaf Elokim. The Almighty gets angry at Bilam, Ki Oilechu, that he's going. And he sent the Malach, Rabbi Nishalaylam, you told him last night he can go. What happened? Why are you angry that he went? But I want you to follow very beautifully what it says here. Beautiful. The Torah is so beautiful. The Goen explains Dikduk, you know, and if people speak Hebrew here, the word imoy and itoy means the same thing. Ani olech imoy, ani olech imoy, I go with him. Ani olech itoy, I go with him. So in what way is it different? So the Goen explains that if we all, let's say, go on the same path, we are walking together, but in the end you are going to the grocery and I'm going to shul, different objective, then you say ani olech itoy. But let's say we are both going to shul with the same objective, you say ani olech imoy. Okay, so listen carefully now. If this is the case, listen carefully. The first night, the first time he comes, the Rebbe says to him, you can't go with them with their same objective to curse the people. You can't go. That's it. The second time, that night when he came the second time, is Vayomer Elokim el Bilam Lailo. Vayomer lo, he said, Im likro lechobo anashim kum lech itom. Yes, you can go with them. Travel, you can go. Although you're going to do what I'm going to tell you to do. Okay, very good. That's the permission he got. Then the pasuk says, "Vayokom Bilam baboiker," and Bilam got up in the morning. "Vayachav Ashesaseinu," and he put together his donkey. "Vayelech," and he went in Sorei Moav. He went with the same intentions, with the same kavono. Ah, that's what you did. Is Vayicharaf Hashem, the Rebbe Shter is angry. You have no permission to go under these conditions. It's beautiful, this thought. I want you to know. Because you can use it throughout Tanakh, and I'm going to just spend a few examples with you here today. At the bris of a boy, the first orachamon, we say, orachamon v'yivorech avi ha'yelet ve'imoy. May the Rebbein Shem bless the father and mother of the child. And finally it ends, v'yisku legadlu lechanchu lechakman, they should be zeche to raise him properly. And finally, Ve'yei Hashem Eloikov Imoy. And the Almighty should be with him. You hear what the bracha is? 2 points that we just discussed here tonight. Number one is Ye'i Hashem Eloikov Imoy. Not just Ye'i Hashem Imoy. That the Rebbe Shem should know, it should be the child should grow up realizing that the Rebbe Shter is Eloikov. And he should go Imoy with the same objectives and same rotzen. Our objective in life is that now that we found the Rebbe Shem is Elokai, it's Eloikov, it's Eloikecho, how do we translate that knowledge? By walking together with Hashem with the same objective that Rebbe Shem has. By Noach it says, Eser Eloikim Isalech Noach. Noach went Itoy, he went with Hashem, but with different objectives. It wasn't 100%. Tomim Tiye Im Hashem Eloikecho. All-hearted, tmimus, is only when we go together with the Rabbein Shalom with the same objectives, the same rotzai. And that's fundamental, that's integral. So this Rabbein Shalom, the presence of Hashem, who happens to be Eloikoi, I go with him. Ani oilech imoy. And you see what happens. We are considered, just in last week's parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu gets up to Hashem, and the Rebbein Shem wants to destroy the people for what they did. Der Moshe Rabbeinu gets up and says, Rabbeinu Shalom, how can you do it? Ve'im amcho ve'nachalosecho. Amcho, imcho. They are a nation that's with you. How can you let them go? Amcho ve'nachalosecho. And this, my dear people, is so fundamental. And I'm just, the psukim, I'm just going to repeat a moment just so we don't get to forget them. Al ki ein elokai bekirbi metzouni kol haroi yisraele. Anoichi Hashem elokecho asher hotzeisicho me'eretz Mitzrayim. Tachas asher lo avadto es Hashem elokecho besimcha ubetub leivav. Ve'yi Hashem Eloikov imoy. This is what we want. This is the blessing we give our children. This is the blessing we all want. When you put all these three ingredients, all these three, and you conglomerate it basically into one ingredient. If you put that ingredient, I guarantee you, Rabbi Isai, we won't fail Hashem. We won't fail Hashem. Impossible. Impossible. So if tshuva is what we have to do, this is part of the tshuva. Tshuva Yisrael. Ad Hashem Elokecho. Then you know you are on safe grounds. You know, a Jewish home is also, to a certain extent, very similar. The most important ingredient in a Jewish home, and I say a Jewish home, is the Reibishta. Ish ve'isha shchina shruya b'neyem. Ish as a yud, isha as a hey, and the two other letters are similar. Aleph shin, aleph shin. If Yud Kei, if the Rebishter's presence is there, then you have a man and a wife, you have a home, you have a family. But if you take away the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, not that you become an unbeliever, God forbid, oh no. We're talking about good Jews. Somebody sneezed, I'm telling the truth. You take away the Yud and the Kei, it's Eish and Eish, fire and fire. No Shalom Bayis. The most important thing, my dear people, in every Jewish home, is to get this ingredient into our homes. The presence of Hashem is here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere in our home. Rab Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zichrono Livracha, the story is told. Every time he would come home from shul, before he entered his house, he would fix himself up. I don't know if he wore a tie, but he, you know, looked presentable, nice. And when the Talmidim asked him, what are you doing this? The only time I know is when a boy goes on a date. Before he claps on the door, he goes like this. He takes bonaka, you know, and fixes up himself. He doesn't know that there's a machine watching all these things and everybody in the house having a good time looking at him. Anyway, but he used to do that without this machine. He used to do it in presentable. And they tell me, they ask him, Rebbe, what are you doing? He says, the Shechina is in the house. The Shechina is in the house. How can I come in just dilapidated? The Shechina is in the house. It's real. My dear people, it's real. Our homes are mini Beis Hamikdash. Our master bedrooms are the Kodesh HaKodoshim of this Beis Hamikdash. Our master bedroom is a place where life is created, where life is conceived. Our master bedrooms is the place where we become one. It's the Holy of Holies. And the Rebbe Shter is present in the most intimate moments of our lives, he's there. Our homes are Beis Hamikdash. Our homes are a diro, a home for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rest on this earth. Veshochanti besoichom, besoich kol echod ve'echod. Each home, each family, each person. And that's an integral part. And I wish we people appreciate this. Our attitudes to Shidduchim would be different. You're going out with a guy, he has to be cool. I don't know all the words today. He can't be a nerd. I mean, I don't know all of them. I know some of them. There's no question about it. Love is an integral part by us Jews too. No question about it. It says so in the Torah about Yaakov Avinu. Rochel vayehaveo, nothing wrong with it. Not only is it nothing wrong, it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah. But you have to think for a moment. What is it that we want out of marriage?